Yeah, we're holding Mishnayis Masech to Shabbos. We're holding Perek Ches, Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah says, Devek, how much paste or glue do you have to carry out on Shabbos in order to be Chayiv? Kedei Litein Beroish Hashar Shevis. In order to put on top of a lime twig. In other words, this was used really to catch birds. You put a paste there and the bird would come on top of the twig and be stuck there. So this amount of paste you'd be Chayiv for. Zephes the Gophrius, if you want to carry out pitch or brimestone, how much of it do you have to carry out? Could they last size nekif, in order to pierce a hole? And Rashi learns the pshat is if you have a jar that you're storing, let's say, silver in it, so you cover it up, you cover up the top, and then if you want to make a hole in it, in order to be able to take it out, so that size of the hole, if you carry out enough of pitch or Gophrius to seal up that hole, that's enough to be chayiv for. Shavo, let's say you carry out wax, could they lead to an RP neck of cotton? Enough to put upon a small hole, like you could use wax to stuff up a small hole, so therefore you're chayiv for that shear. Charsis, let's say you take out clay, could they last size P kur shall surface of? Enough to make the opening of the goldsmith's oven. Used to be an opening on top, so if you have enough clay to cover up that opening, yichayif. Rabbi Yehuda says, could they last size pitput, enough to make a peg, which is the type of a foot that they used to use on the bottom, the Moshe, where they used to put the foundation for this kur. Now, subin, how much of subin you have to carry out? Which is like coarse bran, kedelita na pi kur shel tzorfei zov. Also, to put on the top of the of this oven that they bake the golden. Sid, how much lime do you have to carry out? Kedelosu the kitana shebabonis. Little tishmir, a small girl. Rabbi Yehuda says, kedelasa is kilkul, enough to make a kilkul. Which some say that means enough to like shmir down the hair on the forehead. And where they put Malcolm Cook, where they put the crown on the forehead. Rabbi Nechemiah says, could they last size andifi? Enough of lime to make an andifi. And some say that means to make a put this on your forehead to make it red. So andifi lies to make the forehead red. That's how much lime you have to carry out to be chayiv midiraisa. Whether if you carry out less than these shiurim, we say, of course, it's still awesome mid rabbanan. Chatzi shiur is awesome mid rabbanan. What about adoma? Let's say you want to carry out adoma. Some say it's like red clay, kechaisim hamatzufim, like the seal of leather bigs. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's what Rabbi Akiva holds. The chomar nechom say kechaisim haigoris, like the seal of a letter, which is even a smaller amount, just to seal up a letter. Zevel v'chol hadak, how much of manure or fine sand is kedei lezavel kelach shokruv, enough to use to fertilize a stalk of a cabbage? Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that's what Rabbi Akiva holds. V'chacham marim nechom say kedei lezavel teresha, in order to fertilize a leek. Chol hagas, what about coarse sand? Kedelitein al maloi kaf sid. In order to put, it's enough coarse sand to put on the hand of the sid, the one that's making the plaster, the one that's making the cement. Kona, what about a reed? Kedelases kulmus. Enough to make a pen out of it. Viemhoya oviv was thick, oi merusos. It was cracked. Then kedelavashu boy beitza kalash abeitzim. Enough of these stalks that you'd be able to cook up the smallest egg. Terufa, which is a mixed up egg, or nesuna biyufas, which is put in a pot. Now this means like the softest, the smallest, the easiest egg to cook. To cook up an egg, terufa, that's mixed up, and some say it means with oil, so it gets cooked up very fast. So you don't need that much reeds to make the fire, so if you have enough reeds to make a fire that will cook up this egg, that's enough to be chayiv for Shabbos. The Mishnah Vov, Etzem, how the size of a bone, if you want to carry out, Kedelasos tarfut. It has to be a big enough bone that you can make a spoon out of it. Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says, Kedelasos mimenu chof. Even smaller shear to be able to make the bit of a key. Sechuches, if you carry, not if you want to, but if you do, of course you're not allowed to carry these things out. Sechuches, if you carry out glass on Shabbos, Kedeligror boy Rosh HaKarkum. If you carry out enough of a piece of glass, that you could scrape the end of a world of wool, so Yechayev. Soror, what about if you carry out a pebble, a yevon, or a stone, Kedeligror boy? Enough to carry, throw at a bird. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Oimer, Kedei Lizroik Babahema. No, it has to be even a bigger one that you could throw at cattle. Not enough a small stone that you could just throw at a bird. It has to be a little bit bigger. Cheres, Mishnah Zayin. What about if you carry out the cheres, that's like a broken earthly kli, Kedei Litoin Ben Patsam Lechaveroi. They put between one board and another. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Meir says, "Kedei lachtoich b'yesor, to mix around the coals. If you have hot coals, fire, so you want lachtoich to hit them, to move them around, you use an earthly kli." Rabbi Yosi says, "Kedei lekabel b'revius. Now it has to be big enough at least to receive a revius of water, revius of lug." Over Rabbi Meir says, "Afal pi shein rai ledover." Even though I don't have a real proof of this, but zeich ledover, there is a remembrance for this. The pasuk says, "V'lo yimotzei bichti b'mechitosoi cheres lachtois eish miyokud," that there will not be found enough earthly kelim to move around the fire. Omulah Rabbi Yosi, Rashi says back, "Misham raya, is there any proof? V'lach soif maya migeva." It says also supposed to have to scoop up water out of the pit. Yeah, so therefore, Yosef is bringing a proof to himself that the shear to carry out a cheres, a clear earthly kli, would be if there's a revius, if there's a shear that I could receive water inside it. So that's the machlokes, do you go basa eish, or do you go basa mayim, how much if it could receive a revius of water. Perek Tess. Omer Rabbi Kiva says, Minayin liavoyde zora shemetama b'masa kanida. How do we know that an avoyde zora has a din tumor on it? That even if you just carry it, a tumas masa, if you carry an idol, something that the goyim worship, l'shem avoyde zora, it has a din avoyde zora on it. How do we know if somebody carries it, even though he doesn't touch it, he's tumay like kanida? Shenamah the pasuk says, Tizreim kamoy dova. Says you should spread it out like dova, as if to say like kanida. So we darshin that say it's the pasuk says tizram kamoi davot say taimelot. That's what you should say. So we learn out the man nida mitama b'masam, just like nida an ishah has tumas nida run out. She is tumas samas. Whoever carries her up, whoever is holding her up, is tamei. Af avodizora mitama b'masam. The same thing. Whoever holds up an avodizora also has this tumas masa. Then Mishnah Beis minayin l'svina she teira. How do we know a ship? That a ship is not makabel tum, it always remains Torah. Shenem and Apostle says, Derech haniya b'lev yom. That the way of a ship in the middle of the sea. So if we learn out that a ship has a locha like a sea, that's not makabel tum. Now, minayin, how do we know? Liaruga, that's like a garden bed. A place that where you are planting. Shisha al shisha tvachim. It should be 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim. Shezorim b'toichoy. Then you're allowed to plant on Shezorim b'toichoy chamisha zeroinim. You're allowed to plant in such a field like 5 different kinds of seeds. As long as it's 6 by 6 tefachim, which really are bor bi abor rukhoi saruga, you're allowed to plant on all 4 corners a different type of a seed. Here it's a shiloh of kalayim. If you're planting 2 seeds next to one another, so we say if it's 6 by 6, then on the 4 corners, you're allowed to plant 4 different type of seeds, vegetables, v'yechad b'yemtza, and a different type of a vegetable in the middle. Shenyam, because the pasuk says, ki yichorvetz toitzei tzimcha, v'chagano zeruyeho tatzmiach, zara loynemar elazeruyeho. Like the earth, it brings forth its growth, tegana zeruyeho tatzmiach. And so it says the Ruah does not say its seeds, but rather things that grown in it. So that's the drosh here. We learn out that this is the shear of six tvachim, and six tvachim, this is really in Hilchos Klayim, when you can have five different types of seeds grown there. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Minayin lepeletes shichva zera b'yem hashlishi, she tameya. How do we know that an Isha, after let's say she had tashmish with a husband, and the husband put a shichva zera into her, how do we know that when it comes out, even on the third day from the time it came in, still she's tummy? In other words, this is halacha of a tumas of a bal keri. The halacha is by a man whenever the zera comes out, he has tumas keri on him. The same halacha applies to an ish also. So if the zera went into her, and later when it comes out of her body, it's also metamaha. Now, how do we know even if this takes place on the third day? So the pasuk says, "Shenamakos." The pasuk says, "Heya nechaynim l'shloishes yomim." You should prepare yourself 3 days. This was before Hasina, before the Matnat Torah. So we see that 3 days before they were also to be with the husbands, in order that if the case the zera went into her, if the zera comes out for the next 3 days, we don't want it to become tummy. But if it's passed already 4 days and then the zera comes out, then that zera is not royally hazriya. So therefore, it's not metamha. It does not give her a tumah. Carry. Yeah, and then the Mishnah says, Minayin Shemachitzen es Hamila b'yom hashlishi, Shechal liyas b'shabbos. How do you know if, let's say, you gave a bris mila to your son on Thursday? So the third day is Shabbos. So on Shabbos, you're allowed to wash your kid. In other words, it's still called Askarnas Nefashos. And in case you do not have hot water, you're allowed to cook up the hot water on Shabbos in order to wash your child, to wash the Mokum Hamila. Because the pasuk says, "Vayhi b'yom hashlishi b'yosam koyvim." It was the third day after b'yantzer Shechem they made their bris mila that they're very weak. So the pasuk says, "B'yosam koyvim," they were weak. Mashma, the third day after the mila, that's the makom sakana. Now, minayin, how do we know shekoyshrin loshoin shel zahorius perosh soy hamishdalech? How do you know you're supposed to tie on the top of the soy hamishdalech on Yom Kippur, the other soy, not the Kodesh Lashem, but the one that was sent away, Lazozel? How do we know you're supposed to tie a string of wool on the head? So Zahurius means dyed red. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Im yiyu chatoichem kashonim kashelig yalbinu. That if your sins are like red, I will make them white. Now Mishneh Dalet, Minayin lesicha shehi kishti yom hakippurim. Like, how do we know on Yom Kippur itself, it's also to rub yourself, sicha, just like it's also to drink? Even though there's no real proof, but there's some reference to the matter. Shenema, the pasuk says, Vatovoi chamayim bekirboi v'chashem batzmoisov. That the pasuk says, and the water came inside him like a shemen, like oil on your bones. So that's the raya that sicha is kishtiyah. That you're not allowed to rub yourself with oil or anything on Yom Kippur. Mishneh hei. Hamoitzi eitzem, if you carry out wood on Shabbos, how much is a shir to be chayiv? Kedei levasho beitzakala. Enough wood to cook the smallest egg. Tavlin, if you carry out spices, kedei lektavel beitzakala. In order to put enough seasoning spices like into a small egg. All different types of spices could add on to the shear. And there's a little bit of this spice, a little bit of that spice. If together you have enough that would spice a small egg, for that yichayiv. And this beta kala, we said it's the size of a groigris. It's right out date. Now, klipe yagoizim, klipe remainim, what about the shells of nuts, or else the skin of pomegranates, is sotis upua. And also, these are type of roots that also are used for dyeing purposes. So the halacha is kedei letzboya bohen beged koton bisvocha. If you have enough dye that you could dye a small cloth, a small clothing that you use for hair net. What about meiraglayim? How much meiraglayim do you have to carry out? Neser uburius kamunyor vieshlog. All these things are different type of soaps, things that you could use for washing with. Also, in order to clean out a small clothing that you use for your hair net. Reb Yudu says, "Kadei lahavir ala kesem." Enough of this soap that you can put over kesem. The Ganisha finds a spot of dam on her clothing. So how much soap you would need to take off that kesem, that spot from her blood? Mishnevov, pilpeles. If you carry out pepper, kolshu, any smallest amount is chashiv yichai for that. The itron, if you carry out itron, which is the psilus of the zephyr, the bad part of the tar, is kolshu. Any little amount also yichayiv. Mine b'samim, different type of smelling things, or mine matches, different type of metals, kolshein. Any little bit yichayiv for. Me'avnei ha'mizbeach, if you carry out some stones from the mizbeach, or me'afra ha'mizbeach, or from the earth, dirt, from the earth, around the mizbeach, Mekek Svarim, that's like the worn-out books, like the earth that comes out from the worn-out books. That's Mekek Svarim, to worn-out Svarim, or else Mekek Mitvechaseyim, the worn-out towels that you have, the dust that comes out of it, Kol Shein. Any little bit of this, if you carry out, Yechayiv. Shematzniyeh Noison Lagonzon. In other words, that you hid these things because of its Kedusha. You hid it, you set it aside to hide it. Therefore, if any little bit of it is you carry out now, it's chashiv. So that's the Mishnah. Shematzni and Eislan Gonzan. You hid it, you set it aside. I'm not to be gone, to bury it. It has this kedusha from the Avni Amizbeach, Miafra Amizbeach, or Mekak Svarim, Ras Mekak Mitzvaseyim. Mitzvaseyim doesn't mean from towels. I mean like the towel around the sefer, that the cloth, the clothing of the sefer. So therefore, it also has kedusha. So if you hide these things at Manas Lagonzon to bury them, and then you carry out any little bit of it, it's choshev, therefore you chayv on Shabbos. Reb Yudah says, Af ha-moitzi me-mesham she-avoid the Zohar Kolshu. If you carry out any little bit of something that you use for the avoid the Zohar, anything that has used here by the avoid the Zohar, you chayv ha-kolshu. Shinema, because the Pasuk says, for lo yidbak b'yod chamume min ha-cherim. You should not or cleave to anything that has to do with Avodah Zarah. It's like Asa Bano. So therefore, the Torah was machshev any little bit of Avodah Zarah to make it Isuri Hano. Therefore, if you carry it out on Shabbos, Yechayiv. Ha-moitzi kupas ha-reichlin. If somebody carries out a box of ha-reichlin, means different type of some, different type of perfumes that they sell for the ladies. So you will carry out this box, kupas ha-reichlin, the box full of perfume, afo pi shiesh pa minim harbe, even though it has a lot of different types of perfumes there, ein echayev el achatas achas, still you only chayev one. Since you took it out in one shot, it's like one barrel, one basket has a lot of different bottles of perfume there, so you only chayev one chatas to carry out b'shoigik. Zeroi negina, let's say carry out seeds, the garden seeds, pochos mika groigris, if you carry out even less than a groigris, also yechayiv.
In other words, even though the other food we had, you have to carry out at least the size of the groigris, but here, these type of zeru negina, the garden seeds, every little bit is choshev, so yechayiv even less than a groigris. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseiro Eimer, chamisha zera kishuyim. You have to carry out at least 5 seeds of cucumbers. Shenayim zera diluyim. You have to carry out at least 2 seeds of pumpkin. And Shnayim Zera Perl HaMitzri, 2 seeds of the Egyptian bean. And Shnayim, in other words, 2. These things have to have 2. Now, Chogav Chai Tor Koshu, to carry out the live grasshopper, Yechayiv even for the smallest amount, because people play with it. But mace, if it's a dead one, then it could Gregris. You have to have at least a share of a Gregris. See, Poyres Keramim, if you have this min oif, a type of a bird that's called, some say it's a min chagav, but it's called a tzipores kromim, it's around the vineyards, bein chaya bein mesa, kol shehi shematzni and oislam refua. Whether it's live or whether it's dead, as long as the size that people hide it for refua, that whoever takes it out is chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda says, af ha-moitzi chogav chay tomei. Even if somebody carries out a live grasshopper that's tameh, also kol shu. The shear is even for kol shu, the smallest amount, also yechayiv on Shabbos. Why? Because people hide it and use it for the kids to play with. Therefore, it's a double choshev. Therefore, if someone carries it out on Shabbos, he's chayiv. Perek Asiri. Mishnah says, Hamatzniya lezera ledugma l'refua. If somebody hides something, different type of seeds, whether he's using it lezera to seed with or ledugma, was using just to show, he wants to sell it, he's using it for the a showpiece, or else the refua, he's using it for refua, v'hoitziyo b'shabbos, and he carried out in Shabbos, chayiv b'chol show. You chayiv for any small amount. Since you are matzniya, you hid this for a purpose, it's a double choshev for you, therefore you chayiv b'chol show. But v'chol lod, and any other person, ain't a chayiv olav elakishiroi. He's only chayiv if he carries out the amount of the shiurim that we learned about before, how much you need for each one. Chazav b'ichnisai, let's say the person that hid it, now brings it back into his house, and now he takes it out on Shabbos, ain't a chayiv elakishiroi. Now he's only chayiv of the regular shiur, the shiurim we had before. In other words, there's only a special shiur if the person himself hid it. So he shows he really wants it, it's choshev to him, therefore he's chayiv for any little bit. But if you're not the person that hid it for yourself, or even later you bring it back into your house, we see you're not really hiding it, then it's not choshev, you only chayiv with the regular shiurim. Ha-moitzi oichlin unesonam aliyaskupa. If somebody carried out food, and he put it out on the front of a stoop. So, bein shechozov yoitzion, where the lady he continued carrying it outside, Bein shoitzion achar, somebody else carried it outside, potter. He's potter midiraisa, both of them. Mevnesh lo yasol malachta bebasachas, because he did not do the malach at one shot. In other words, you took this basket and you put it on your stoop. And this stoop is a Carmelist, the Gemara says. So now it's called like you carry it out from Rishus Yechid to a Carmelist, which is mutter midiraisa, it's only yasol midirabonin. A Carmelist is only a Rishus Rav midirabonin, not midiraisa. And then if somebody carries it out from the stoop, the Carmelist, to the Rishus Rabbim, also is potter, because he did not do a malach of a vasachas, he did not carry straight from the Rishus Yechid to the Rishus Rabbim. Kupa shimeleye peris. You have a basket full of peris. Unesona alhi skupa achitzoina. And you put it on the outside stoop. Sa'afa pi shiroifa peris min bachutz. Even though most of your peris are outside, still potter, still your potter. Until you carry out the whole basket. In other words, here we're talking about this outside scoop is the Rishus HaRabim. So really you carried now this basket from the Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRabim. But the reason why you potter is because there's still some peiros that are still left inside. In other words, you did not carry out this whole basket, all the fruits, to the Rishus HaRabim. So since there are still some parts of it left in the Rishus HaYochid, that's not considered a good hoitzah, therefore you put them in the Yeraisa. Mishnah Gimel. Ha-moitzi, if somebody carries out, bein b'yaminoi, bein b'smeloi, whether he carries out with his right hand, or with his left hand, b'soi cheikoi, or if he carries out something in his cheik, in his lap, oi al-kseferos, on his shoulders, chayiv, shekein maso b'nei kohos. This is the way the B'nai Kos used to carry also. So it's not called the Shinu, it's not called Kalacha Yad, therefore Yechayiv. What about Kalachar Yodoi, in the back of his hand in not a normal manner? Or else Baragli carries something out with his feet, or else Bepiv in his mouth, over Marfakoi, or else in his under his armpits, Beoznoi in his ear, over Sara in his hair, over Pundosoi. That's like his belt. He has, let's say, a money bag in his belt. Upiho lamato, and its opening is downwards. Bein pundoso lechalukoi, or whether he's carrying something out in between this money belt, the money wallet, and his shirt. Uvesvas chalukoi, or else the hem of a shirt. Bemmoloi in his shoes, of a sandola in his sandals, potter. Why? He did not carry out in the normal manner. This is not the normal manner to make a ma'isoi tzor. Therefore, he's potter midiraisa on Shabbos. Midirabonin is still also, but midiraisa though it's potter. Hamischavin lohitzi lefonov. He had intentions of carrying out something in front of you. Obololi achurav, and while you were walking, it turned to the back of you. Is potter because you did not do your machshavta what you planned to do. If you plan to carry in the back and now it came in the front of you, then you chayiv. Because that's called miskayim machshavta, because if you wanted to carry it in the back, for sure you're happy with carrying it in the front, you could watch it better. The emes amu really was, it said like the halacha is, ha'isha ha'chageres basinu, an isha that wraps itself with a sinner with an apron, beimila funeha, beimila achrer, whether it's in the front or whether it's in the back, chayevis. If she, it's not called the clothing here, it's called like a matsui, therefore she's chayiv. Because here we're talking about that in this apron, she's carrying out something. Now, even though maybe the apron is called the beged, but she's carrying out something in the apron. So whether it's in the front of her, whether it's in the back of her, she's chayiv. She came royally as chayzer. Because an apron, that's the way it is. It's a normal manner to turn around. So therefore you can't say, even though she was in the schaven to carry it in the front, that when in the back she should be potter, because by an apron she knows it's going to change around. Therefore she's chayiv. Rabbi Yehudu Rabbi Yehudu says, af mekablei piskin. Even people that, let's say, receive letters, or that give out letters, like a mailman, let's say. So even though he wants to carry something in the front, if it goes in the back, also he's chayiv. Because also there it's a derech that his bed that he's carrying it in turns around from front to back. So that's called his miskayim machshavta. He knows what he's doing, and that's all called yechayiv for Shabbos. Mishnah Hey. Ha'moitzi kikel rishos rabim. If somebody carries out the bread into the rishos rabim, chayiv, yechayiv, that's called the regular hoitzoi. You carry it from rishos yochot to rishos rabim, yechayiv chatis. What about Hatziyu Shnayim? Let's say two people carried out the piece of bread, then Pturim. Then both of them is Potter Midiraisa. Shnayim Shosu, in a case where either one of them could have done it by themselves, and now they did it together, so they're Potter. What about Lo Yochol Echol Liyotziyoi? One person by himself cannot carry it out. Liyotziyu Shnayim, and they needed both together to carry it out, then Chayovim, then they're both Chayiv, that's a derech to carry out. Rabbi Shimon Poitah, Rabbi Shimon says, no, still the potter. They're still called Shnayim Shesu, that is potter midiraisa. Ha'moitzi oichlem pochus mikashir bakli. If he carry out, let's say, some food, less than the size of a gregris, even though you're carrying out the plate also, we say, potter afala kli, you're potter on the kli, midiraisa you're potter. Sha'akli tfeleloi, because the kli, the tofel, is bottle-like, is secondary to the food. The main thing you're carrying out is the food. So since the food does not have a shear, it's not a davar choshev, so just like you put there on the food, the same way also you put there on this a kli. What about es ha'chai b'mita? Let's say you carry out a person that's alive on a stretcher, on a bed. So put there af ala mita. Yishnah mit yirais, so you put there even on the bed itself. Shehamita tfeleloi. Because the meat also is like bottle is secondary to the person. And since a person is alive person, midiraisa, there's no isoitso. We say the svara chai noisi asatsmoi, a live person is like carrying himself, there's no isa midiraisa to carry him out. Avadim midirabonin, it's also not allowed to carry your child even midirabonin. But midiraisa, though, it's muta. So therefore, on the bed also you potter. What about this hameis pa mita chayif? If you carry out a mace on the bed, then yechayiv, because a mace is called hoitzor, yechayiv for that. He doesn't carry himself. V'chein kezayis min ha-mace. If you carry only one kezayis worth of the mace, because the kezayis min ha-nevela, v'chadosha min ha-sheretz, and the size of a lentil of a sheretz is chayiv, since v'ilchus tumma, these things are choshev, that metamiyu, who are then v'ilchus Shabbos also yechayiv. However, Rabbi Shimon points, Rabbi Shimon says no, but if you carry out a mace, even if you carry out a whole mace, still he holds the potter, because it's considered a malacha shen tzrich legufa, like you do not really need the mace. Like the cases of Hoitzor, we learn out from the Mishkan, if you carry out, let's say, a hammer, it's because they needed it. So you carry out something that you want to use, you could use the thing itself, that's called a malacha shen tzrich legufa, that you need the thing itself for your use. However, if you carry out a mace, not the pshat you need him for your use, you don't use the mace. Therefore, that's considered a malacha shein tzrich lagufa, that Rabbi Shimon Shitter is, it's pata midi yiraisa. Mishnah Vav. Ha'noitel tziporinov zu bazu, if you cut your nails on Shabbos from one finger with another finger, you don't use a knife, you don't use the scissors, oy b'shinov, or else you use your teeth, v'chein tzorah, the same thing if you cut your hair this way, v'chein tzvom, if you cut your mustache this way, v'chein tzakon, if you cut your beard this way, v'chein hagodelis, the same thing hagodelis. Hagodelus, that means you braid the hair. V'chein ha-kecheles, kecheles type of eye paint that you put on your eyes. V'chein ha-pakeses, also type of combing out your hair, making different sides to it. So Rabbi Eliezer mechayev, Rabbi Eliezer says in all these things the chayev echatis. So Rabbi Eliezer holds in all these cases it's like told us, and even though it's a ksash shinui, he holds still yechayev. He holds these things are not called the shinui, even though you're using your teeth, still called a normal manner. V'chachomim oischrim mishum shvus. The chom say no, all these things are ksas of a shinui. It's only yosef midirabonin. Midiraisa though it's muta. Ha toilesh may osit snokuf. Chayiv. If somebody pulls off something that's growing in a flower pot that has a hole in it, so even though it's not directly on top of the ground, but since it has a hole, we say it gets its nourishment from the ground, it's considered like it's mechuber. So therefore, if you pull off from this, yichayiv chatis. Let's say the flower pot does not have a hole on the bottom, so it's not called attached to the ground. Therefore, pot, it's only yosem of the rabbonin, not midiraisa. For Rabbi Shimon, poite v'zeh v'zeh. Shimon says, no, in both cases you potter, even in Otsus, Shahanokuf, still he holds your potter. Because he holds still, it's not Siddiq and Mechubel Kaker, that's still not called like Kaker, even though it's an Otsus Nokuf, still it's not called Mamish like Kaker. However, the Loch, we do not hold like Rabbi Shimon, we offer this, you would be Chayiv Chatis. Alright, a turnover. You're up to Perek Yud Aleph. Hazerik Mershus HaYochad Rishus HaRabin. If you throw something from Rishus HaYochad on Shabbos into Rishus HaRabin, or else may Rishus HaRabin Rishus HaYochad is Chayiv. Hezrika is also a Chayiv, just like a Chayiv for Itzor carrying it out, the same way a Chayiv for Zerik if you throw. What about Rishus HaYochad Rishus HaYochad Rishus HaRabin B'Yemtza? Let's say you throw from one house straight into another house, but you go through the Rishus HaRabim, you throw from one side of the street to the other side of the street, from Rishus Yochad to Rishus Yochad through Rishus HaRabim, through Rabbi Kiva Mechayiv, Rabbi Kiva says Yechayiv, he holds Klutukim Mishun Chadomi, that one is going through the Rishus HaRabim, it's considered like it landed there, therefore Yechayiv. However, the Loch is the Chomim Poit, and the Chomim say no Yepoter, because the Akira and the Anocha was both in Rishus Yochad, even though it went through the Rishus HaRabim, but since it did not stop there, it did not land there, Yepota midiraisa, midirabonan it's also, but midiraisa yepota. Ketzad, where's a good case that if you throw something from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Yochid and the shrabim is biemsa that yepota? So shtei gezustriyos zu keneged zu b'rishus rabim, like two porches sticking out of the two houses on the two sides of the Rishus Rabim. So locher is ha moishet v'yazorik nizulu zu poter. If somebody hands from one side to the other side, over the Rishus HaRabim, or else you throw there, you put the midiraisa. What about for Yishtayim B'diyuta Achas? Let's say in one line, on one side of the street, you have two houses that both have a balcony sticking out of them. But they're on the both sides, they're both same side of the street. So now, HaMoshet Chayiv, if you hand from one balcony to another balcony, since it's going through the Rishus HaRabim, here you would be Chayiv. But the Azarik Potter, if you throw though, then you potter. It's only if you hand. Why? Shekachoyso avoidet halavim. This is the way the Levium used to hand over the crushim, the boards of the Mishkan, to one to the other. Why? Because it used to be shteya golois zuacha zubushas rabim. It used to be two wagons, one in front of the other, going to the shas rabim. So what they used to do was, moishita na crushim izulazu. They used to hand the crushim, the boards, the walls of the Mishkan, one to another. Avoloi Zorkin, but they did not throw it. So therefore, since this type of a Moshet was in the Mishkan, we hold Yechayiv on Shabbos. If you Moshet, you hand the boards back from one to another. That's on one side of the Shurabim, from one Rishus Yochid to another Rishus Yochid. Like from one balcony sticking out to another balcony, if they're both on the same side of the street, even though there's a Rishus Shurabim in between them, still Yechayiv. But since they did not throw it, therefore if you throw it, you potter. Chulyes habor v'hasela shehen gvoyin asoro v'rochman habor. It has a look like Rishus HaYochid. Chulyes habor means the hollow, the dirt of the bor. If you want to make a hole, a ditch, so the dirt that you pick up and you put around the bor, That's called the Chulya Sabor. The kiss is a little bit elevated. It's above in the Rishus Rabin. Hu Adin V'yasela. Let's say you have a stone in the Rishus Rabin, which is 10 tfachim high and 4 tfachim wide. You should know Hanaito Mehem V'hanaisa Nagabo Nefchayif. Whoever takes off something that's on the top of the stone, or on top of this Chulya Sabor, and you take it off it and put it down to Rishus Rabin, or else V'hanaisin. You take something from the Rishus Rabim and you put it down on top of this big stone, Yishno Yichayiv, because since the stone or this dirt is 10 tvachim tall and 4 tvachim wide, the top of it has a shem Rishus HaYochid, therefore it's called like you carry from Rishus Rabim to Rishus HaYochid. Pochus Mikan Potter, if it's less than this height, it's less than Yud tvachim tall, or it's less than Dal tvachim wide, then we say Yeh Potter. Yeah, Mishneh Gimel. Hazorek arba amos bakoisel. If somebody throws something in the Rishus Rabin 4 amos away, and it lands on a koisel, on a wall, in other words, let's say something like a fig, that you throw it against the wall and it stays on the wall, gets stuck to the wall, so lamala miyasara tfachim kizorek biyavur. If it lands on the wall more than 10 tfachim above the ground, so it's like you're throwing it in the air, and your potter on Shabbos, there's no issa diraisa. Because midiraisa, we say the avra, the dinner of Rishus Rabim, only goes up yutvachim. Higher than yutvachim is not called Rishus Rabim. So here you're throwing dalat amos Rishus Rabim, but it did not land in Rishus Rabim. Since it landed in the avra, the air, which is lamala here, higher than yutvachim off the ground, it's kizorek biyavir. What about lamatam yasara tvachim? Let's say it landed, got stuck on this wall, which is less than Yutfachim off the ground of the Rishus Rabim, then we say Kizarek Boretz. It's like you threw it in the land, it landed in the Rishus Rabim, and therefore you'll be Chayiv, if it moved more than Dal Damas. Hazarek Boretz Arbamas Chayiv, that's a locha. If you throw something in the Rishus Rabim, and from where you started to throw it, where you picked it up, to where it landed is more than Dal Damas away, that's an Issa D'Iraisa, that's called Hazarek. Zorak L'Torch Arbamas. Let's say you threw something in the Dalet Amos, within the Dalet Amos. You did not throw it to go outside the Dalet Amos. But v'nizgalgo chutz le'arba amos, then the wind came and blew it out of the Dalet Amos, and it landed outside the Dalet Amos, still potter, you're not chayiv midiraisa, because you did not have the intentions, your machshava was not to make a zrika. What about the opposite case? Let's say chutz le'arba amos. You had intentions of throwing it away Dalet Amos. So you had intentions of doing a malacha, but when it's gagul l'terch arbamis, then the wind blew it back into your daladamis. Here we say yichayiv. And the reason why yichayiv, the Gemara says, we're talking about that when you threw it outside the daladamis, it landed there. It was nachagabi kolshu. It landed upon something. But since it landed there, that's called hanocha. So it's called you made a zrika. You threw it away daladamis in Rishus Rabin. Even though the wind right away blew it back to you, still yechayis. Mishneh Dalet. Hazorek bayam arba amos potter. If you throw in the ocean, dalet amos, still you potter midiraisa, because the yam does not have a locha like Rishus Rabim. It's not a mokum that the rabim go there. It's only considered like a carmelis, so there's no issa midiraisa. Hemho yurekok mayim, Rishus Rabim aleches boy. Let's say there's a little puddle of water in the ground, and the people still walk through it. So then, Hazorek L'Soichai Arbamis is Chayif. It's still considered like Rishus Rabim, even though there's a puddle of water there. But since the Rabim walked through it, like if you have this water across the main road, so since it's called Rishus Rabim, even though there's a puddle of water, shallow piece of water there, since the Rabim go through it, it's still called Rishus Rabim, therefore Yechayif. The Kamahu Rakok Mayim, how much is considered this small amount of water, the shallow part of water, that is still considered the Rishus Rabim? It has to be pochas miyasara tvachim. It has to be less than yutvachim deep. But mashma, let's say it's more than yutvachim deep, then it would not be considered Rishus Rabim, but rather only a karmelis. Now, rekak mayim or Rishus Rabim aleches boy, if you have the shallow piece of water, shallow part of water, and the Rabim walk through it, is hazorek l'teuchay abam is chayiv. Again, this is just like we had before, that since the Rabim walked through it, it's still considered like Rishus Rabim. Therefore, if you throw Dal Damas here, you're still Chayiv. Mishnehei. Hazurik min hayom leyabosh. If somebody throws from the sea onto the dry land, or else min hayabosh leyam, from the dry land into the sea, or min hayom la svino, you throw from the ocean, which is a carmelis, into the svino, which is rishus yochid, into the ship, or else min hasvino leyam, from the ship into the yam, which is from rishus yochid to a carmelis, or min hasvino lechaverta, from one ship into another ship, even though the two both rishus yochid. But since you did not have an Eruv Chatzeres here, Midirabon and Itzosa, however, Potter, Midiraisa, Yepotter, Midiraisa, all these cases, it's not called you threw from Rishus Yochid into Rishus Rabim, rather only from Rishus Yochid to a Karmelis or a Karmelis into Rishus Yochid, therefore Yepotter. What about Svinois, Kshurois, Zubizu? Let's say you had the ships that were tied up one to another, then Metaltlim, Mizulizu, you're allowed to carry from one ship onto another ship. In Meina Kshurus, that's it, they're not tied together. Afa Pi Shemul Kofis, even though they're close together, one next to another. And Metatla Mizulazu, you're not allowed to carry from one ship into another ship. And the Gemara speaks out that we're talking about here that they did make an error of Tashilin between these two ships. Because otherwise, since they're two separate Rishus HaYachids and different people living there, you would be also to carry from one to another. So we're talking about here where they did make an error of Chatzeris. And still the Mishnah is teaching us that the Eruv Chatzeres only helps if the ships were tied together, but if they were not tied together, even though they're next to one another, we're afraid they're separated and go far away, therefore the Eruv would be bottled, therefore the Eruv does not help. Now let a carry look at Chila from one ship to another ship if they're not tied up together. Mishnah Vov, Ha-Zorek v'niska li'acha she'yotetza mi'yodai. If someone, let's say, threw something in the Rishus Rabin, and he had intentions that it should go further than Dalar Amos, so he wanted to do a malacha, but then he reminded himself, as soon as it left his hand before it landed on the ground, he reminded himself that a Shabbos is not allowed to do it. So therefore the question is he chayev a chatis or not? Is it called he did the malacha b'shaygeik? Or else what's going to be if kloto achar? Let's say somebody else comes and catches it. You threw it away in the Rishus Rabim, and it does not land because of your throwing, but rather somebody else comes and catches it. Or else kloto kelev, let's say a dog comes and catches it. Or Shanistra for us, it gets burned up. The Lacher is Potter. It's not called you did a Nisra the Rice here, at least the Machai the Korban. That since in these last cases you did not do the Anocha, therefore you Potter made the Rice. Or else in the Risha where you remembered before it made the Anocha also, it's not called the Lacher was done by Shegeg, that's why you Potter made the Rice from a Korban. And then another case like this is Zorak Lasois Chabura. Let's say on Shabbos somebody threw a stone at somebody else, intentions of making a chabura to make blood come out, which is an issa d'iraisa. Bein biyodim bein of behemoth. They had intentions of doing it to a person or doing it to an animal. Veniska, and then he reminded himself that it's also to do it. Achle nasas chabura. Before the chabura really happened, he reminded himself. So again, potter, he's potter from being in a chatis if this was done b'shoigig. Zeh aklal, this is the general rule. Kol chay v'chatois. When is a person chay v'chatos? Einem chayov v'mat shetayt chiloson v'seifim shkoga. It has to be that the beginning of the malacha and the end of the malacha was both only done b'shaygeg. What about chiloson shkoga? At the beginning you were shaygeg, v'seifim zodin. But over here, like at the end, you remembered you're amazed. Or else chiloson zodin at the beginning, you know what you're doing, you're amazed. V'seifim shkoga, by the end you forget about it. Is peturin in all these both these cases? You put from the chay from the Chiyuv Korban Chatis. Ah, Chetayit Chiloson V'Soifan Shkoga. Until the beginning and the end, the whole Malach has to be done B'Shegeg. Either you forgot today was Shabbos, or else you forgot this Malach is also. In such a case where the Malach was done B'Shegeg, then the Malach is Yechayiv Chatis. The Perek Yud Beis. The Mishnah says, Ha'boine Kama Yivne V'Yechayiv. How much does a person have to build on Shabbos in order to be chayiv midiraisa, to be chayiv achatis, or b'mezit, to be chayiv skilo? So it says, ha'boina kolshu, any little bit that you build, you chayiv. V'hame sateis, that's if you like chop out a stone from the mountain and smooth it out. Hame sas, like smoothing out stones. V'hamake b'patish, if you take your hammer and bang it, the last strike that the worker does with his hammer, that's called make b'patish. This is the site of a lot of malachis. It's called the gemar, the end of the malacha, the last bang that you give to the thing. That's called makra patish. Uvematzod, that's like you use a chisel, or el takadeach, you like make bore holes, kol shu, any small amount of a hole that you make in the wall, is chayiv. So for this mloch of a boino, even the smallest amount of a binyan, even just making a hole in the wall, that's also chayiv. Now the Mishnah says, Zehaklal, this is the general rule, that kol hoise mloch, whoever does a mloch, and the malachas miskay means will stay this way, it's stable for the Shabbos, is chayiv. Some learn it means to say that you did not plan to add on to it. That means the way you made it right now, that's the way you plan to leave it. So therefore, you chayiv. Some say no, as long as it's miskayim for this Shabbos, even though afterwards you plan to add on to it, still you'd be chayiv. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer. Af hamake bakrunis al hasadon bishas melochis chayiv. Even a person that takes this krunis, that's a heavy hammer, and bangs it down al hasadin, that's the sheet that you're working on, bishas melocha, when you're working is chayiv. When the Mishnah says why, mifnei shulkim misaki melocha, it's like you're fixing the melocha. But what you're doing here is not the last bang you do to the kli that you're making, that's makar patish. But here it's a bang you do on the sadin, on the sheet that you're working, the pshat is, it's upon the block that you're working, because you want to smooth out the hammer itself. Like the bottom of the hammer, the face of the hammer, is not smooth anymore. So you want to give it one bang down on the block in order to smooth out the hammer itself. So even though you're not fixing up the kli that you're making, you're only fixing up the hammer in order to make a kli, for that Rabbi Shimon holds Yosef Chayiv. That's also called Mifnei Shum Misakein Melacha. Mishnah Beis. Ha Choyresh Kolshu. Whoever plows any little bit of plowing, Yechayiv. Ha Menachesh. That's if you pull out the weeds. Fi Ha Mekarasein. That's if you cut off the dried off leaves on a tree. Vihamazoraid, that's if you cut off even the fresh leaves of a tree. Like sometimes you have too many of them on the tree, so it's making the tree too weak. So you want to pull off some of its leaves. Kolshu, any little bit that you do, is chayiv, yechayiv. Like the yechayiv mishum cherish, and some say yechayiv mishum zarei over here. These last few things, the isa should be mishum zarei. You're like, you're making the tree grow better. Hamalakit etzim. Somebody pulls off wood branches from the tree. Imlasakein kolshu. If you're doing it to misakein the ground or the tree, then yichayim for any little bit. Yichayim mishum chayvish and mishum zareya that we had before. Yichayim for any little bit. Imlahesik. Let's say the purpose why you're pulling off this branch is not to make the tree better, but because you want wood to burn with. So then kedei levasho beitzakala. It has to be a large enough piece of wood that you could make fire from it and it'll be able to cook an egg, a simple egg. Hamalakit asofim. Let's say someone goes to collect grass or weeds. Seimles sakein kol shein. If the purpose is you want the ground to be better, then yichai mishum chorish any little bit. Imla behema, let's say you're pulling off this weeds or the grass to give to the animals, then kamolet pi hagadi. Yon yichai, if you take out enough, a kid's mouth full. In other words, a gedi, your kid, the kid here means an animal, the gid, a gedi, that eats, that's what eats. It eats this food. You take out enough to fill up its mouth full, for that you'll be chayif. Not take out if you pull it off. Mishnah Gimel. Ha koisev shtei oisyeis. If somebody writes two letters on Shabbos, bein biyamina, whether you use your right hand, bein bismela, whether you do it with your left hand, bein mishem echod, whether they're both from the same word, bein mishnei shemus, whether they're from two different words, all these cases yichayif, bein mishnei shamim moniyos, whether it's two different colors, b'chol loshin, any language, chayif yichayif. Now mishnei mechod means even if you write two aleph's or two beis, that's called mishnei mechod, and mishnei shemus means like a beis gimel or dalet hey, still yichayif. Whether it's two different colors, any language, yichayif. Omer Rabbi Yosef Yosi says, loichivu shtei oisyos, ela mishum roishim. You know, you only chayif if you write two letters because of a roishim, because of a mark that you're making. Because this is the way they used to write or make a mark, at least, on the boards of the Mishkan. Later, to know Eza ben Zugai, like which board is supposed to go next to the next board. In other words, according to Rabbi Yossi, you do not even have to write two letters. If you make two marks, two signs, for that also you chayv on Shabbos. Because in the Mishkan also, Lav Dafka, they did not only write letters there, but they also used to make a sign to know which board goes next to the next board. So if you make two signs on Shabbos, for that also you chayv. It could be two checks, two crosses, whatever you make, for that also you chayv. Omar Rebbe says, Motzinu Shem Koton Mishem Godol. We find a small name from a big name. That means Shem Mishimon Ushmuel. If we just write the Shin Mem, even though like you had in mind to write the word Shimon, and after writing the Shin Mem you stopped. Because you had in mind to write the word Shmuel, and after you wrote the Shin Mem you stopped, Yechayev. Or else Noyach Minochor, or else Domi Daniel, God Migadil. Because even though you had intention of writing the whole thing, so really if you stop in between, it's not called you finished your intentions, maybe you should be potter. Here we say no, since the beginning of what you did write is a shame by itself, like all these things, noyach don god, a shame means something, therefore you chayef for these two ICAs alone. Yemishne dalet, ha koisev shtei ICAs behelem echad. If you write two letters on Shabbos with one forgetting, so you chayef. Even though you wrote them at different times of the day, you wrote one in the morning and one in the afternoon, but since you did not realize in between that it was Shabbos, that was also considered like one big Maisa Avera, and therefore since you ended up writing two Oisiyos on Shabbos, L'maisi Yechai V'chatis. What about Kosa B'dyoy? Let's say you wrote it B'dyoy, that's with black ink, B'sam, that's with like clay, it's a min adom or something that comes out of the ground, the sikra type of a dye, a red dye, the koimois, that type of a seif that comes out of a tree, the kantoim, that's a type of a dye that's made from water that has nechoshes kappa soaking in it, or the chol davish erosim, anything that leaves over a mark, a erosim that's miskayim that stays. Anything you write with and leaves over the mark, for that you chayiv. Now, al shnei kos lezovius. Let's say you write your two letters on two different sides of the wall, but they're in a corner, one next to another, that you can read it, for that you chayiv. The al shnei luche pinkus. Let's say on two different sheets of a pinkus, of a pad you have, or a book that you have. Vehe noyagim zeim zeh. And they're readable one with the other. They're next to one another. Therefore, Yechayiv, for this alone, Yechayiv, even though the two letters were not written on the same page, but if they're written close to one another, that they could be read together, for that Yechayiv. Ha-koisev al-besoroi chayiv. If somebody writes on his skin, he's also chayiv. Ha-misoret al-besoroi. Let's say somebody scratches upon his flesh, so Rebbe Lezer mechayiv chatas, Rebbe Lezer holds yes yechayiv chatas. Rebbe Yeshua poiter, Rebbe Yeshua says no for this yepoter. So the reason why Rebbe Yeshua says yepoter, because it's not called kederach. That's not a derech to write. Here, what are you doing? You're taking the needle and you're scratching out on your flesh like oisiyos. You're scratching out letters. That's not a derech. That's not the way to write. Therefore, he holds yepoter. If you take the pen and you write on your flesh, that he agrees you'd be chayiv. That's called a ma'isek siva. Because if you take a needle and scratch out the osius on your body, that's not called the way of writing. Therefore, he holds yepota. Yepota means midi raisa. Now, Mishnehei says, kosav b'mashkin. Let's say you write it with liquid, b'mei peiros, or with fruit juice, b'yavak drochim, that's with road dust, b'yavak ha-seifrim, that's with the dust that a writer has, a sefer has, over chol dova sheinim eskayim, or with anything that does not last for a long time, is potter. Midiraisa a potter, that's not called a ksiva. A ksiva has to be with something that lasts for a long time. This goes away right away, therefore you potter. Now, let's say he writes li'acha yodoy with the back of his hand, baraglo with his foot, Bepiv with his mouth, over marfikoi or with his elbow, all these things you potter. There's not a derech to write this way, you potter. Kosav ois achas somach liksav. You write one letter next to a letter that was written already from before Shabbos. Or else for kosav agabe ksav. Let's say you wrote a ksav on top of a ksav. You already had letters written there, and you wrote on top of them the same letter over again. Niskav in lichtoiv ches, v'kosav shnei zainim. You wanted to write a ches. Now the ches, the way it's written in the Torah, it looks like two zayins with a thing attaching it on top. So you wanted to write a ches, only one letter, and by mistake you wrote two zayins. Roz echod bo'oretz v'yechod ba'kerva. One letter you wrote on the floor, and one you wrote on the ceiling, that you can't read them together. Again, kosav al shnei koisle habois. It was written on two different walls of the house, or else al shnei dape pinkos, on two different letters in the book, on two different pages on the book. V'yei noigim zem zeh, that they're not next to one another. You cannot read them together. In all these cases, is potter. It's not called you wrote two oisias, one next to another. Kosav ois achas noitrikon. Let's say you wrote one letter in an abbreviation. So Rabbi Yehoshua ben Beseira Mechayev Acholam Poitrim. Yehoshua ben Beseira holds, even though it's only one abbreviation, but it's an abbreviation for a whole letter, for a whole word, therefore Yechayev. The Chum say, no, Yepoita, Yepoita. Now, Rabbi Chum say Yepoita because she only wrote one ice, it's not two ice yes. Yehoshua ben Beseira says Yechayev because from this one ice, let's say you wanted to write Rebbe. So instead of writing Rebbe, just write a Reish. Everybody knows the Reish stands for Rebbe. So you hold Yechayev, because this one ois is like you wrote two oisiyos. Mishnah Vav, ha-koisev shtei oisiyos b'shnei halomis. Let's say you wrote two different letters with two different forgettings. In other words, you wrote one ois in the morning, and then in the afternoon you remembered that today was Shabbos, and then later you forgot again today was Shabbos and you wrote the second ois. Achras b'shachras v'achras ben ha-boyim, one in the morning and one towards evening. So Rabbi Gamliel Mechayev, Gamliel says to Yechayev, Lamaisi, he wrote these two oisiyos on Shabbos, Yechayev. The Chachamim point from the Chachamim say no, since he had a Yediyah in between, we hold Yesh Yediyah Lachatzi Shir, and therefore they say a potter. The Meshima Gamliel holds no, that even though in between in the middle you remember that today was Shabbos, so that's called the Yediyah in between, but since what you remembered, you only remembered you did a Chatzi Isri, a Chatzi Ashir, you only wrote one Isa for, so he holds Ein Yediyah Lachatzi Shir. The remembering means nothing. Therefore, when you forget again, it's considered like one long forgetting, and since Lamaisi, you wrote two Isias on one Shabbos, therefore Yechayev. But the Chum is saying, no, you potter. Since in between you remember, it's called Yediyah. Since you had a Yediyah in between, you can't combine the two writings. Therefore, for each writing, it's only Yechatzi Shir. Therefore, he holds your potter on Shabbos. You put them in the Raisa. Of course, with the Rabbanon, it's still also.
Perek Yud Gimel. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer. Rabbi Eliezer says, Ho'oireg Shloisha Chutim Ba'atchila. If you weave three threads at the beginning, the Yechod Al Ho'oireg. And if you already have woven things already, if you add on one more thread, is Chayiv. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. If you have already from before and you add on now one more thread on Shabbos, Yechayiv. If you're starting from the beginning to weave, you have to weave three threads. However, the Chachom Oimrim, the Chachom say, Bein Batchila, Bein Basef, whether at the beginning or whether at the end, Shiurei Shnei Chutin. You have to have a shiur, you have to weave two threads. Mishnah Beis. Ho'isa Shnei Bote Nirin. B'Nirin, B'Kerus, B'Napo, Benofa uvekavra uvasal is chayiv. Now exactly what shtei bote nirin is, it's a big machloikis, and really you have to see pictures of this. But this has to do with the loom, with the weaving machine, that there used to be holes there, like loops, that hold the threads in place. So if you make two loops, hoise shnei bote nirin, if you make these two loops, benirin, that's in the machine itself, in this weaver, that holds the threads in place, or else pekerus. Pekerus is also a type of a kli that holds the threads in place.
So if you put the thread through this, or else binapa, or else if you're making a sieve, a fine sieve of a kavro, or a coarse sieve of a sal or a basket, it's chayiv. If you make these shtei botanirin, that's the loops that holds the threads or the things we make in the basket in place, for that alone you chayiv. Fi ha toifa shtei tfiris. If somebody makes sew something, he sews two stitches. Or else fi ha kareya amanat litfor shtei tfiris. Else if somebody tears in order to sew back two stitches, for that also is chayiv. That's called a kareya amanat litfor. You're ripping it amanat to sew it back. So it's not called a kilkul, it's called a tikkun, therefore yechayiv. The Mishneh Gimel, ha-kareya b'chamosoy, if somebody rips something, rips the clothing, because he's angry, v'yalmeso, you also hear that somebody dies, and he rips his clothing because he feels so bad, and the chol ha-mekalkulin, or anybody else that does damage to something, destruction, is pturin. That's not called the melechus machsheves, therefore yepotim midiraisa on Shabbos. But if you do destruction because the purpose is to make it better, then how much of the destruction are you chayiv for? The same amount as the tikkun is. So here also by the shtei tefiros, we're saying sewing you chayiv for sewing two stitches. So if you rip a clothing amanas to sew it back, you have to rip the size of two stitches. The Mishnah Dalid, Shir Hamalabain. How much of the wool, when you want to dye or bleach it, how much do you have to bleach of it? Or else via menafet, when you want to comb out the wool. Or else via tzaveya, if you want to dye the wool. Or else via toive, you want to spin the wool. Is kamole roichev hasit kofel. It has to be the measurement, a double measurement of the width of a sit. Hasit is, that's the way you stretch out between your thumb and the index finger. How much you stretch it out between the thumb and the index finger, the tip of the thumb to the tip of the index finger, that's called molei hasit, and there's kofel, twice this measurement. V'yoyreg shnei chutin, if somebody weaves two threads, shiurei, how much of each thread do you have to weave? Kamolei hasit, just a measurement of one sit, one distance between your thumb, tip of the thumb, and the tip of the index finger. Mishnehei, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Hatzod Tzipo Lemigdol Utsvi Labois is Chayiv. If you capture on Shabbos a bird, Lemigdol, into a tower, or else a Tzvi, the deer, Labois, into your house, is Chayiv. That's called Umleches Tzad, you captured him. So by a bird, you have to capture into a Migdol. A Migdol is like a little, like a tower, it looks like a tower, but it's like a small cage for the birds. So therefore it's called caught there. But if you just capture him in the house, that's not called you caught the bird.
Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on in the next tape. Yeah, we're holding Mishnayis Mesech to Shabbos. We're holding Perek Ches, Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah says, Devek, how much paste or glue do you have to carry out on Shabbos in order to be chayiv? Kedei litein v'roish Hashar Shevis, in order to put on top of a lime twig. In other words, this was used really to catch birds. You put a paste there and the bird would come on top of the twig and be stuck there. So this amount of paste you'd be chayiv for. Zephes v'gofrius, if you want to carry out pitch or brimestone, how much of it do you have to carry out? Could they last as nekif, in order to pierce a hole. And Rashi learns the pshat is if you have a jar that you're storing, let's say, silver in it, so you cover it up, you cover up the top, and then if you want to make a hole in it, in order to be able to take it out, so that size of the hole, if you carry out enough of pitch or gofrius to seal up that hole, that's enough to be chayiv for. Shavo, let's say you carry out wax, could they lead to an RP neck of cotton? Enough to put upon a small hole, like you could use wax to stuff up a small hole, so therefore you're chayiv for that shear. Charsis, let's say you take out clay, kedei lasos pi kur shel tzarfezov, enough to make the opening of a goldsmith's oven. There used to be an opening on top, so if you have enough clay to cover up that opening, you're chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda says, kedei lasos pitput, enough to make a peg.
which is the type of a foot that they used to use on the bottom, the moisha, where they used to put the foundation for this kur. Now, subin, how much of subin you have to carry out, which is like coarse bran, kedelita na pi kur shel tzofrei zov, also to put on the top of the of this oven that they bake the golden. Sid, how much lime do you have to carry out? Kidei losu de kitana shebabonis. Little tishmir, a small girl. Rabbi Yudu says, kidei lasso is kilkul. Enough to make a kilkul. Which some say that.